Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
20 years ago, if you'd have told your parents that you don't want a traditional 9-to-5 job, but you want to become an influencer and build a career in entertainment, they would have probably experienced minor muscle spasms while trying to control their breathing because they're about to pass out. But eventually, when the dust settles, they would ask, what is an influencer and how are you going to make a living out of this? There are many definitions out there about what an influencer is, but I will leave it to our guest to further elaborate on this booming occupation that has certified itself in the forced industrial change. Apart from being an influencer, though, my guest, Olebogwe Ntlong, is an entrepreneur, actress, presenter, MC, and a voice actor. This vibrant lady has accomplished so much at a young age. I'm looking forward to learning about her journey and most probably learning something from her. Please help me welcome Olebogwe, better known as Ocean Grey. Hello, Olebogwe. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very, very well. All right, so we're having a virtual interview. She's looking very pretty. After reading your very extensive bio, from such a young age, you've achieved so much. Can you just please tell us about your journey, how you decided to go into business, into entertainment? You do voiceover, acting as well. How did that journey play out, and how did it come about for you?
So I think I was actually having a conversation with a friend this morning about how you have to be intentional about everything that you do. And we might think that in this phase of my life, I just landed this skill or this talent, but I feel like everything that took place in the past was preparation for right now. And what we do now is preparation for the future. So in the same breath, I'm from a very business-minded background. So I grew up around my gran, who has a catering company. My mom's in property. And I just grew up around a lot of business, you know. So as little as the age of like 2, I'd see all of these transactions taking place. And obviously, like at the time, I didn't think much of it, but I didn't realize that it was actually having an impact on who I am. And it just instills that hustler mindset in you that, bro, like if you need to make it work, if you feel like, you know, I only have 10 Rand left, like what am I doing with that 10 Rand? You know, so I definitely believe that it was cultivated by my origin, you know. And with the acting, for instance, I did a lot of public speaking since primary school. I'd get high grades on like my speeches and all of that. So I do believe that like it started from a very young age, and then got to varsity. I was a Gossy Cyberstar, social media ambassador for UFS. And, you know, I was RC at Valvetra for like 2 years in like the media space, sports and so forth. So all of that started back then. In grade 9, I did drama, and it just built up to where I am right now. Mm.
I can see that you have an extensive background where you have now cultivated those skills and put them practically into your career right now, right? Mm-hmm. But you said that you were Kofsis at one point.
Yes.
You were Kofsis, yes. So now I want to ask, you studied here. Why did you decide not to take the traditional work route where you get a 9-to-5 and going into entertainment and running your own business and being your own boss?
You know, I actually studied law.
Yeah.
And like as much as the legal space is very fascinating and so forth, I think I just decided to follow passion. Mm-hmm. And you know, like being born in like a traditional black family, it's always get a 9-to-5, you know, and just like work for someone. But like for me, because I grew up in such a business-minded background, I always believe that I want to be my own boss. And I don't mind working for or with someone if I'm just gaining knowledge on how I can, you know, grow my and expand my establishments. That's the only purpose. I don't want to feel under pressure, feel obligated that I'm working for this establishment because I need to pay bills. Like, I don't want that type of pressure. I want to be able to earn my time. And yeah, like I just decided to follow my passion, like I said. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you step into varsity, it's like, okay, I was a prefect in high school. I was in leadership positions. I was captain of multiple sporting teams. Let me just study law. That's how it came about, you know. I didn't necessarily have a passion for law. You know, in, like, families, you'll be like, so I love speaking. I love authority. I love just like instilling rules and so forth. Then they'll be like, you would be a great lawyer. But what about like, you know, being a speaker? What about being, they just want that sense of security for you. But I believe that you can be successful in absolutely anything that you do. So it doesn't matter if you're a street sweeper, like be the best street sweeper, be, you know, invent your own street sweeping material, own a cleaning company. So you can literally expand nothing to absolutely anything and be the best at that. So that's why I chose a different route and decided to follow what I actually love.
Yeah, and you followed your passion. And the journey to following your passion might have been, is probably an exciting one, right? But might have some of challenges that you might have encountered on the way. I'd like you to just share with us one challenge that you encountered and how you overcame that.
One? Oh my gosh. Okay. So, I mean, if you're choosing what you love, like it requires a lot of patience, and that's how you get tested. That's how you know if you actually love it. Because people just quit along the way because they want instant gratification. They want results now. But if you're following what you love, you're willing to put in the work, even if you're not getting results immediately. So like I said, like I didn't just wake up and boom, I was on TV. That's not how it works. You know, you go through auditions, you get rejected, you apply to agencies, they reject you. Like there's so many things that take place in this process. You watch other people be successful and you wonder like, what am I doing differently? And you just realize it just wasn't your time. So I think a challenge would probably be, which I view as a blessing more than anything now, because I've understood the entire concept of waiting and just waiting for your time and just trusting God as well. So a challenge that I'd say I've encountered back then would definitely be wanting results immediately and wondering why they're not working out, being rejected at auditions and so forth. And it was all just preparing me for the now. And the way that I overcame that is just remembering not to be defined by my achievements. You know, sometimes we are defined by what we accomplish, and when we don't achieve certain things, you feel like you're not worthy or you're not good enough and so forth. So you just need to find comfort in the fact that that time just wasn't for you. And what you did at that time was preparing you for something bigger, or that opportunity just wasn't for you. There's something bigger coming. So that's how I just instilled that within myself, that girl, there's better coming. So do not be discouraged. Do not be, you know, just keep the momentum, keep going, and someone will see you.
And someone will see you. You said, if you get rejected, you just know this time was not for me. I want you to tell me a little bit about the time when it was for you. Tell me about that day. How did it feel? How did it look like? How did the sun look that day? What happened? Tell me about one of your best moments in your career.
So with the current show that I'm shooting for, My Brother's Keeper on Mzansi Magic. So I've done like The River, but that was just like a feature. I've done interviews on like MTV Base, SABC One, and so forth. But right now, like the one that I'm doing now is like my most consistent TV appearance. So I was actually planning on going to Cape Town the next day. I think it was like a Thursday. And Friday, flights were booked, everything was ready. I was about to go on vacation. Like at that point, I'm just like living my life. I'm not even thinking about like, you know, I know that I'd been auditioning. So my agent sends me an audition. They're like, listen, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we want you to come and audition for this role. So I was like, okay, cool. Flights were booked for like 2 o'clock already. I'm like, perfect. How? The Thursday, I think the audition is for Friday.
Yes.
The Thursday, they let me know, listen, your audition is tomorrow. I'm like, cool. Okay, cool. I'm going out for lunch with a friend. On my way to lunch, it's a Thursday, I get a call from my agent, literally an hour after getting the audition piece that I'm still preparing on my way there. I get a call from my agent. They're like, oh, you see the role you were supposed to audition for? I'm like, yeah. Oh, no, you got the role. I was like, what do you mean? I didn't even audition. They're like, yeah, they went through your old audition pieces. And those old audition pieces are ones that I got rejected for. That's why I believe so strongly in being intentional and just always give it your all. Even if you don't get that specific role or that specific position, that's preparation for something else. And they saw my old pieces where I got rejected and accepted me using those, you understand? So it was just like, whoa, like they recognized my previous work where I felt like this isn't working out. And yeah, that day was insane. Like I just canceled my whole trip. And I was like, you know what? We'll see those things another time. Let me take this opportunity and let me just go.
what I got from that was, even in your moments of rejection, you don't know who's watching. Right. And who can take that on and say, that's exactly what I want, right? Mm-hmm. Another man's trash is another man's treasure, exactly. Right? That's beautiful. So now, for someone who wants to, is invested, because most of our listeners now are students, right? If they ever want to go into your career path, what would be the one thing that they don't know about the kind of career that you're in that you'd like to make them privy to?
Okay, so I'd say, first and foremost, you need to be very secure in yourself, because you will get a lot of, I mean, if you're open to the public, whatever you put on social media doesn't belong to you anymore. People are entitled to their own opinions. People are going to make remarks, but you need to be so secure in yourself and be open to criticism. You know, like, don't take it as, yeah, I have haters or whatever. Like, obviously, some comments you don't pay attention to, because some people will intentionally try and like tear you down. But you need to know which voices to listen to and be teachable, be open to learning. Don't shut that door. Like, no matter how great you think you are, always be a student of life. So always be willing to learn. Seek help, seek assistance, seek, you know, even when you feel like you're at the top, whatever you're doing, whether you're a trader, you're an actress, you're a businesswoman, always develop your skills, always develop your knowledge. There's always room for more learning. So yeah, like, just don't pay attention to outside noise. Focus on your craft and stay focused, stay consistent. Failures are just redirection and protection. See what you can work on, see how you can master and, you know, expand your craft, what you can work on. And yeah, just get someone to be your voice of reason as well. Someone who's more established, more accomplished, so that they can just guide you. And yeah.
Yes. Oceans, when I look at your bio, you are a fast rising star. All right. I even saw you on social media. I'm looking through you when I was preparing for this interview. I'm like, this girl is going places. And my one question to myself was, what makes her unique? What makes her stand out from the rest of the bunch? Because there's something about you that you know that not the next person has. What is that?
I think it really took me a long time to establish that, because obviously you'd be like, yeah, it's because I'm pretty, it's because of... But for me, I think it's the fact that I have a really good relationship with God, and that's where I draw my moral compass from, and His teachings govern my entire life. So that really just grounds me and makes me understand that I don't need to fit in. I just need to do what glorifies Him. I just need to trust in His timing and understand that nothing is happening by accident or whatever. So obviously I'll do what I'm passionate about, but I also involve Him in every single thing. And I understand that if this isn't working out, it is for my protection. And usually, like, it's so funny how things actually happen, is that I'll maybe apply for something now, then I don't get it. And then after like a week, I understand why I didn't get it. Someone else got that role and they're complaining like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. And I'm like, I'm always being protected. Like, everything works out in my favor. I think it's going against me. Like, it's always in my favor. So I just trust Him and involving Him in everything that I do. And yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for just sprinkling these words of wisdom for our listeners. And I'm sure there's so much that they're getting from this interview. But before I let you go, I have our final round. This is called the fire round. Okay, I'm going to ask you questions. You have to answer them as soon as possible. I'm giving you 2 seconds. If you don't answer in 2 seconds, we are moving on. All right. This is our fire speed round. Okay. Are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote on site?
Remote.
Every morning I
pray.
My favorite word is
victory.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Ocean's Gray. Thank you so much for playing that game with us. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview. I hope that you did too. And I hope our listeners really have something to grasp from this conversation.
Thank you so, so much, guys, for having me here. And I hope that little knowledge that I shared does change at least one life. And I do hope to work with you in the future as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sure it's going to change your life or two, right? You've changed mine.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.